Members of the Los Angeles Police Department Fugitive Squad questioned the private mailbox proprietors, who identified Barry Bryant as Malinowski. And on April 12th, the detectives were alerted by one of the mail drop operators that Bryant had just picked up his mail. Police and FBI agents immediately went to the area on Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills, but Bryant was already gone. The investigators decided to check area motels, and a clerk at a Best Western in the 21,800 block of Ventura Boulevard identified a photo of Malinowski as a guest who had been renting a room since February 20th, the day the grand jury hearing began in Vermont. Investigators now believe he moved to the motel after learning, possibly through friends or family in Vermont, that the grand jury was investigating the case. Police watched the motel room, and Malinowski was arrested that afternoon when he drove up in his 1967 Volkswagen. He had papers identifying himself as Michael Bryant, and that showed his address as a house about 5 blocks away on Topanga Canyon Boulevard. In the car, police found the coffee can containing $217,000, along with a material normally used to keep moisture out of packages. Detectives said the powder indicated the can of money may have been buried previously. Investigators were puzzled by where Malinowski had gotten the cash. But the next day, his house was searched and dozens of packets of marijuana seeds were found in the garage. Police theorized that Malinowski may have accumulated the cash of money by selling drugs or the seeds. Los Angeles Police Detective Ronald Tuckett said marijuana cultivation instructions and other drug paraphernalia were found in the garage. "It looks like he may have been in the mail-order business," Tuckett said. Though the drug investigation is continuing, it is unlikely local charges will be filed against Malinowski because they could hinder his extradition to Vermont to face the murder charge, authorities said. Alerted on the morning of April 12th, the day Malinowski picked up his mail, Blaze was already flying from Vermont to Los Angeles when the man he had pursued since 1986 was taken into custody. The detective and suspect met for the first time in a holding cell. "All he did was stare at the ground," Blaze said. "He was very upset. I introduced myself and he said, 'I know who you are.' I said, 'I know who you are too, but do you want me to call you Frank or Michael or Barry or what?' He said to call him Frank. It was a strange feeling to finally meet him face to face."